Today's man law, been customized by your favorite patriot. Raise your kids to be better than you. Teach them to survive in a world that has the internet stalkers, cell phone cameras, and the CCP, which is the Chinese Communist Party, which is attacking the world right now. So teach your kids how to survive in that world.
There you go. Amen, brother. Hey, I want to talk a little bit about barbecued shrimp and peach kebabs. We got shrimp and peach, but what we're going to do is we're going to put both of those in a brown sugar paprika, some ancho chilies, and some cumin. Get this spiced up. Well, I'll post this recipe on our Facebook page, right? I'll do that. It's not mine. I got it from a place called A Taste of Home, but we tried it, and it was really good. Then I've got peaches, shrimp, and I took green onions and cut them in like the white part and a little bit of the green, about a 3-inch, and I ran a skewer through those as well. So we had a little onion, peach. Sounds like an odd combination, but it was really, really good. Took them off the skewer, put them in a bowl, and served them. Everybody thought it was just amazing. But I'll post this recipe on the Grilling Guys because it's barbecue shrimp and peach kebabs, both of which are readily available right now, especially the green onions.
Chop loves his shrimp.
I do, man.
I am making a rack. You know, I have a lot of cast iron.
Yeah.
And I tried to buy one of these racks to hang over this giant bar I built in the middle of our kitchen, but the wife doesn't seem to like the looks of pots hanging.
Right.
I think it looks like work or something. I don't know.
Well, and they catch dust because you certainly don't use them all the time. I mean, some of them you do. Most of them are just hanging there.
Well, so long and the short of it is I've been hauling them up and down out of the pantry.
Right.
So I found this one open wall by the back patio door, and I'm right now milling hickory, oak, and cherry to match the tongue and groove countertop that I built. And I'm making this slatted wall assembly, and I'm going to put stainless hooks on it, and it's going to be really strong because it's all good hardwood screwed to the wall. And I'm going to finally get to hang all that cast iron, which, you know, if you're in the kitchen and you like cooking, the thought of seeing a bunch of really cool pots hanging up is, I don't know, it's kind of like your bona fide or whatever.
Right. And if you do use it, like you and I do, you use it more than I do. You've taught me how to use it. It's pretty much all I use anymore. And there's a couple reasons. One, it heats so dang evenly.
Yeah.
And the second one is it cleans so easily. I mean, you don't ever use dish soap on it. People said that sounds gross. No, it's not at all. Hot water. I use one of those little stainless steel scrubbies.
Perfect.
And knock all the stuff out of there. And when you oil it up again, it's getting to a temperature. It's going to kill any bacteria.
Yes.
And there's nothing in it anyway.
No.
Right? So it's just wonderful stuff. It's nature's first and only nonstick surface.
Well, thanks for sticking with us.
Been listening to Grilling Guys. Thanks for tuning in. We'll talk with you next week.